إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers, elders, indeed it brings joy to the heart to see that Muslims across the globe, despite the fact that we have undoubtedly digressed from the divine teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet there remains a spark of spirituality in us that we honor and respect and revere the month of Rabiul Awwal, in the sense that it marks the birth of the greatest human, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we also know that how Allah had made this very unique, that while it marks the birth of the greatest human, it equally marks the death of the greatest human. While the 12th of Rabiul Awwal is symbolic to the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it also reminds us of the demise of the greatest of humans, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about Sulaiman and Dawood in the Quran. Both father and son whom Allah had favored with prophethood and a kingdom. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That indeed we favored Dawood and Sulaiman respectively with the knowledge of deen. Allah made them both prophets, indeed a merit and an honor and a virtue to this family and this particular progeny. And then both of them, father and son, praised Allah in relation to the virtue Allah afforded them. And they praised Allah in the following way: وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. All praise belongs to Allah, who has granted us virtue, merit, honor and significance over a great portion of His creation. So what did they praise Allah by saying? Allah has been kind to us that He has given us honor and respect over a significant amount of His creation. The commentators of tafsir explain very beautiful that at this juncture, while they praised Allah, they specifically highlighted the fact that Allah made them superior to a significant amount of the creation, and they did not say that Allah has made us superior to the entire creation, because that statement is designated for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no human that can make the statement, and that is, Allah has given me virtue over the entire creation other than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This virtue Allah has exclusively given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we study the aspect of miracles in the lives of prophets, then you will find Allah had favored every prophet with certain miracles. And miracles was not the object of his prophethood, but rather the proof of his prophethood. When we speak of miracles, we speak of three things. We speak of mu'ajizat, we speak of karamat, and we speak of istidraj. Mu'ajizat were the supernatural performances conducted by prophets to substantiate their prophethood. Karamat are the miracles and the supernatural performances carried out at the hands of the saintly people from time to time. And istidraj are the evil powers given to evil people. For example, Dajjal will also perform things that are supernatural, but this will be as a result of evil forces and evil powers. With regards to karamat, which we know, we believe also that the pious people Allah Ta'ala had favored them, and from time to time they also performed miracles, things which are beyond the comprehension and the doing of general humans. One particular incident comes to mind of Maulana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri rahimahumullah, a very, very great scholar. One day he was walking with his disciples and someone snubbed him, someone insulted him. He was silent. The person insulted him for the second time. He told one of his disciples, just tell him something back. In other words, you retort. So they all were, you know, hesitant. But after all, Islam advocates kindness, forgiveness, patience, tolerance. And the message coming from you is that you should, you know, respond back. But they just were reluctant and they did nothing. That person barely took two steps and he collapsed. He took two steps and he collapsed. Upon which Maulana Khalil rahimahumullah said, Maine kaha tha badla le lo, warna mera Allah badla lega. I said, take revenge or else I knew my Allah was going to take revenge. I have seen this in my life repeatedly. Whenever anyone insulted me, then Allah made divine intervention. If you insulted him, believe me, it would have been a lighter of the two options. I said this as a kind gesture to him to save him from the divine torment of my Allah. So that is karamat, the miracles performed at the hands of pious people. Istidraj, that is an evil power. Istidraj is grace, respite, that Allah gives to evil people and they carry out the evil things. Through that they mislead many people. Many people with weak iman fall prey to this. We are living in a world where people have become so vulnerable and people lack stability in their faith. Now recently we heard about it in Cape Town, that some woman seen some milk on her mirror, or I don't know, she seen some strange shadows on her mirror, and she got up and she said it's a divine voice calling out to her, and she hears, and people, onlookers came from far and wide. It attracted people that this is something. In fact, this is more proof that it's false. This is more proof that it's false, and it's not proof that it's truth. Evil things that evil people carry out. But how volatile, how vulnerable people have become, that they take on to any evil thing. So these evil powers, what powers won't Dajjal have? What evils won't Dajjal do? The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about it in great length. He will come on this earth for a duration of 40 days only. Yawmun kasana, the first day like a year. Yawmun kashahrin, the second day like a month. Yawmun kaljum'ah, the third day like a week. But in that 40 days, he will cause absolute havoc on this earth. Nabi alayhi salam says he will move towards the right, he will move towards the left. He will have an army with him. Ma'ahu narun wa nahrun. He will have paradise and hell. Remember, his paradise is the hell of Allah. His hell is the paradise of Allah. He will come to a nation. They will accept him. He will point to the skies. It will bring down rain upon them. He will point to the earth. It will give off its produce in full measure. He will point to their cows. It will give off milk in the best that it ever gave off. He will say, are you convinced on my divinity? People will say, well, you have performed such miracles. I guess you are the ultimate being. He will pass by another group of people. They will say, no, you are the evil liar. You are the person regarding whom my Nabi warned me. He will point to the sky. There will be drought upon the people. He will point to the earth. It will fail to give off its produce. He will point to the animals. The animals will become wean, thin, lean and die. In other words, accepting his message will invite open prosperity. Denying his message will invite apparent ruination. Can you imagine how trying a time it will be? How trying a time? A person gets a little temptation in relation to what Allah told him, that interest is haram, but it looks a bit more promising, it looks a bit more, you know, tempting. And for a moment he now debates the text and he wonders, is it literally going to deprive me or benefit me? Here it will be open, clear cut. Can you imagine how challenging a time it will become? He will come to a person, split him in half, and then point to him and then revive him. Mumtali'un imana, the riwayat of One riwayat says that this man will be filled with iman. People will say, of course, this is the divine being. Look at how he has split a man in half. He will ask the very person whom he split, do you bring iman on me? He says, مَزْدَدْتُ فِيكَ إِلَّا basira. Now the little reservation that I previously had, you were Dajjal, even that is now removed. Now I'm convinced you are Dajjal. Because Nabi alayhi salam told me this is what you will do. And you know what's the proof that you are Dajjal? If you have this power, repeat it. He will then bring another person, try and split him, but nothing will happen. He will say, oh people, this is proof, this man is Dajjal. Then he tell him to repeat what he did. He cannot repeat it. So this is an evil power that was given to Dajjal. And we see it happen in many, many evil forces. As soon as a person does anything supernatural, but if he's aligned to any evil force, then we must know the Quran speaks about this. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِّنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah speaks about istidraj. These are evil powers. Mu'jiza were the miracles given to prophets. The word mu'jiza literally means to make someone helpless, that he is unable to do the same as you. This is the word mu'jiza in Arabic. When you look at the nature of the miracles carried out at the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, it runs into the hundreds if not the thousands. And everyone was unique. Everyone was unique. Allah favored Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with commonly we know the stick and the yad bayda, the bright hand. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would place his hand beneath his armpit and remove it. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. It would be as bright as the brilliance of the sun. He would put it back under his armpit and take it out, and once again it would come in its original form. Besides that, Allah had sent azab upon Fir'aun, which came as a symbol and as a sign of the prophethood of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. How? That while Bani Israel also lived in that time, the people of Fir'aun also lived. But the azab of Allah only came upon Fir'aun. One of the azabs that came upon them was, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادِ. جَرَاد. Allah sent locust upon them. You know locust? And subhanallah, you must read the text of Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, that this locust came, wherever they went, there were locusts. In the house, in the clothes, in the food, in the dwellings, in the shops. And like Mawlana says, وَجُنُودُ اللَّهِ لَا تَعْمَلْ فِيهَا السِّهَامِ. That the army of Allah is such, you can't arm yourself up for locusts. Where's the locust? You know, you arm yourself with ammunition. I mean, flies can make a person frustrated. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. And you can get really irritated with an insignificant creation like a fly. And this is exactly it. فَفِي الطَّعَامِ ظَفَادِعَ وَفِي الشَّرَابِ ظَفَادِعَ وَفِي الْمَلَابِسِ ظَفَادِعَ. Wherever they went, they were locusts, till they became frustrated. And they said, يَا مُوسَ دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ لَإِنْ كَشَفْتَ عَنَّا الرِّجْزَ لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكَ وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Oh Musa, tell Allah to remove these difficulties from us. And we promise we will bring iman on you. When Allah removed it, once again they would revert to their own things. Another azab that came on them, which was as a miracle of Musa alayhi salam, was that of blood. What happened? Two people were sitting on a table. One was from the Bani Israel, one was from the people of Fir'aun. They would both be drinking water. When one of the men of Fir'aun would lift that very glass of water, before he would draw it close to his mouth, it would become blood. And that very water, if a Bani Israeli drank it, it would remain water and satisfy his thirst. So it was clear cut that this was a divine torment, because the azab differentiated. The azab made a clear cut distinction. It targeted the evil people. In this way Allah sent miracles. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَرَسُولًا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Isa alayhi salam would take a bird, carve it from clay, blow into it and it will fly. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would cure a person born blind, and likewise a person suffering from leprosy. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. He would revive the deceased with the command of Allah. They came to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They said, Ya Isa, listen to this ayah of the Quran. هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَن يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Tell me, Isa, does your Lord possess the ability to send down a divine tablecloth from the heavens with divine delicacies? and then we enjoy the meal. Is your Allah capable of doing that? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, fear Allah in the request that you are making. What type of request?
قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
Oh Isa, we want to eat from it. It will be a sign that you are the Prophet of Allah. It will satisfy us and we will be convinced about Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah.
رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِنْكَ.
Oh Allah, send down for us, as they've requested, a divine table, Allah, laden with food and varieties, so that it can be a sign and they can come closer to you. Allah then responded by saying,
إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ.
I will comply to your request, and I will grant you what you want. But let them know, Isa, if after I send out this miracle they don't believe, then I will punish this nation in a manner I've never punished anyone before. I will punish them in a manner that I've never punished anyone such before.
فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
In this way, when we look at the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first thing when we discuss in the miracles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know very well that his prophethood extended beyond the human kingdom. And it extended to the jinnat. It extended to the animal kingdom. And I thought I'd share with you some incidents in this regard. After Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to this earth, and likewise shaitan was expelled from Jannat, the jinnat used to make a line from the earth going right up to the heavens. And occasionally they used to try and overhear the discussion of the angels. They would grab a word or two and then come and relate it to the fortune tellers. The fortune tellers would exploit this one truth, muddle it with 100 lies, abuse and mislead people, and people would fall prey to this. So they would go make a line up, إِلَّا مَنْ خَتِفَ الْخَطْفَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. However, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood was decreed, as a precaution to the preservation of the final revelation. Allah barred the heavens. Allah sealed the heavens. Muli'at harasan shadida. The jinnat tried to go up, it was blocked. So they discussed among themselves, it looks like some great event has taken place on this earth. Otherwise, the skies were never blocked. I mean, you drive in and you see this heavy presence of police and it's blocked up. Either there's a major accident or there is a state car that is coming through. One of the two, because I mean, at this time I'm on the road every day, but such a heavy presence. There's helicopters in the air. There's two-way radio control. This police is patrolling. There's something that has happened. Let's find out. Tune on to the news and find out. So the jinnat dispatched a group. Move in the world and see. Nabi alayhi salam, the five namazes were not yet faraz. Nabi alayhi salam was reciting Tahajjud Salah.
وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ.
They came and they heard Nabi alayhi salam listening to Quran. They said, keep quiet, observe silence. Listen to this man. Listen to his Quran. I think he's the man. I think everything is centering around this. First time we're hearing this year. After Nabi alayhi salam completed his salah, they sat down. They had a one-on-one dialogue with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
وَلَّوْ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ.
Allah says, those very people who came out to investigate the reality of this prophet, brought iman on him and returned as his agents.
وَلَّوْ they returned إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ to their nation, مُنذِرِينَ as warners. قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا.
Listen, the final man has come out. The final prophet, oh jinnat, listen. These jinnat went back to the people. Allah speaks about it, Surah Jinn. And they brought iman. One jinn was troubling Nabi alayhi salam in salah. Nabi alayhi salam, the riwayat comes in Bukhari.
إِنَّ عِفْرِيتًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ تَفَلَّتَ عَلَيَّ الْبَارِحَةِ لِيَقْطَعَ عَلَيَّ الصَّلَاةِ.
Nabi alayhi salam says, one jinn was troubling me last night to disrupt my namaz.
فَأَمْكَنَنِيَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. Allah gave me access to this jinn. I caught this jinn. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَرْبِطَهُ إِلَى سَارِيَةٍ مِّنْ سِوَارِ الْمَسْجِدِ. I was on the verge to lock this jinn to one of the pillars of my masjid to discipline it. But then as a token of respect to the supplication of my brother Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I released this jinn. What was it in essence? My brother Sulaiman had made dua to Allah. Allah give me a kingdom regarding which no other person must ever have a share in it. And Allah had given him the kingdom over jinnat. I was going to penalize and discipline this jinn. But just in respect to the supplication of my brother Sulaiman, I released this jinn. What honor, imagine the prophets amongst themselves, what mutual understanding and what courtesy they had for one another. So in this way, the jinnat brought iman on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read bidaya wa nihaya with regards to the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom, now there's a lot of research taking place, and there's a lot of developments, and this studies and that studies. Subhanallah, these animals knew the Nabi of Allah better than you and I. I will explain to you and then you bear me out on what I say. I will give you the reference of what I say. One sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, O Nabi of Allah, my camel is gone insane. وَقَدْ صَارَ مِثْلَ الْكَلْبِ الْكَلِبِ. It is gone like a dog that is gone insane. And I just can't get a hold of this animal. It's gone really wild, out of control. Nabi alayhi salam told the sahaba, come, let's go see what is happening to this man's conveyance. So as they approach the house of this person, the place where he had kept his camel, he said, أَخَافُ عَلَيْكَ صَوْلَتَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Nabi of Allah, I'm afraid, watch your moves, this animal might attack you. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ عَلَيَّ بَأْسٌ. Listen, you take care of yourself, don't worry about me, nothing will happen to me. It comes in the riwayat, as Nabi alayhi salam walked in, فَلَمَّا نَظَرَ الْجَمَلُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. When this camel's eyes met with the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أَقْبَلَ نَحْوَهُ حَتَّى خَرَّ سَاجِدًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It advanced, it ran, it kneeled, it bowed, it prostrated before Nabi alayhi salam. Abu Bakr said, كَأَنَّهُ عَلِمَ أَنَّكَ نَبِيٌّ. O Nabi of Allah, it looks like this camel knows you're a Nabi. O Nabi of Allah, it looks like this camel knows you're a Nabi. My Nabi said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي نَبِي. Abu Bakr, why are you making it exclusive to this camel? I swear by that Allah who is in charge of my life, there isn't an atom on this universe that doesn't know I'm the Nabi of Allah. With the exception of the disobedient humans who choose not to accept me as the Nabi of Allah. Illa asil jinni wal ins. With the exception of those who refuse to believe me. Not that they do not know. Allah said regarding the Yahud, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they identify you as a prophet in relation to the prophecies in the divine scriptures, just as they identify their children. They know you one on one, they in no doubt. Why do they deny? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Jealousy, that prophethood was transmitted from the Israelites to the Arabs. And when you become jealous, then the first thing jealousy does, it bars you from accepting the excellence of that rival of yours. Because jealousy now his good is wrong. His prosperity is failure for you. You will find fault with everything of his. Why? Because you are jealous. Nabi alayhi salam then pet the camel and then told it to move in the direction. Told that sahabi, this animal will never disobey you. Sahaba seized the opportunity. هذه بهيمة لا تعقل تسجد لك. Nabi of Allah, this animal, no saying, no logic, no understanding, and it enjoys the privilege of bowing before you. Spare us the opportunity, let us also bow before you. Spare us the opportunity, let us also drop our heads before you. Subhanallah, if he wanted, he could exploit. If he wanted, he could exploit. You know, when his son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, it coincided with the eclipse of the sun. There was a solar eclipse. So people said, you know why the sun has eclipse? Because it marks the death of a great human. So what an ideal invitation for himself. He could ideally latch on to that and say, yes, even the sun has eclipse. marking and mourning the death of my child. He said, listen, listen. إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَا لِحَيَاتِهِ. The sun and the moon are the signs of Allah. They don't eclipse at the birth of any person, nor at the death of any person. The eclipse of the sun has got nothing to do with the death of my child. It's got nothing to do. Why must I take on this from my... Subhanallah, what a Nabi. We ideally take on, ideally some other praises going to someone, we channel it nicely to ourselves. When a man becomes famous, then we force our family relation with him. We make sure we somehow connected to him. And when he's involved in some problems and involved in some fraudulent deals, hey, bhai, he's not any connection to me. I don't know him from anywhere. I know him from nowhere, my friend. Yeah, don't tie us up. Like in English, they say, where there's a will, there's relatives. Where there's a will, there's relatives. O Nabi of Allah, let us bow before you. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, no. You know, if I was to give permission, I would have told the woman to bow before her husband and prostrate before her husband. And then he said, لو كان من قدمه إلى مفرق رأسه قرحة تتفجر بالقيح والصديد ثم استقبلته فلحسته ما أدت حقه. والله, you are asking about bowing to me. Let me tell you the obligation of a woman to her husband. That if perchance there is a cut or there is a wound or there is a sore from which blood is oozing from the head to the feet, and this woman comes, receives her husband, and she licks all the blood, she licks all the pus, I swear by Allah, she still has not fulfilled her obligation to her husband. Another hadith, one sahabi says, by the name of Ya'la ibn Murra Thaqafi radiallahu anhu, he says, I will never forget this incident. Three things I seen from Nabi alayhi salam, ما رآها أحد قبلي ولا يراها أحد بعدي. None has seen it before me and none will see it after me. We were traveling with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we came close, there was a camel. This camel came and started moaning and groaning to Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam paused and he said, انظروا من صاحب هذا الجمل. Listen, do me a favor, go and locate the owner of this camel for me quickly. Ya'la radiallahu anhu says, I ran. I said, who's the owner of this camel? The Nabi of Allah is calling you. فَوَجَدْتُهُ لِفَتَمْ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. I found it belongs to one Ansari. I said, O young boy, Nabi alayhi salam is calling you. He came running. Nabi alayhi salam said, بِعْنِيهِ. Do me a favor, sell me this camel. He said, O Nabi of Allah, بَلْ أَهَبُهُ لَكْ. Heavy, how can I sell it? Nabi alayhi salam said, no, listen to me, بِعْنِيهِ, sell it to me. He said, no, نَهَبُهُ لَكْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. Nabi of Allah, have it. هُوَ لِأَهْلِ بَيْتٍ مَا لَهُمْ مَعِيشَةٌ غَيْرُهُ. Actually, it belongs to a family that is really dependent on this. They have no real provisions. This is the little mode of transport. If they get any milk out of it, there's nothing more they get out of this here. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَمَّا إِذَا ذَكَرْتَ هَذَا مِنْ أَمْرِهِ فَإِنَّهُ شَكَى كَثْرَةَ الْعَمَلِ وَقِلَّةَ الْعَلَفِ. You know, listen, why I'm asking you to buy this? Let me tell you, no misunderstanding. This camel has complained two things to me. This camel told me that you are burdening it beyond its ability and you are giving it less food than it deserves. This camel has complained to me of two things. If you don't want to sell it to me, do me one favor. فَأَحْسِنُوا إِلَيْهِ. Be kind to this camel. He said, O Nabi of Allah, my word, I will be kind to this animal. Ya'la radiallahu anhu says, we did this, we moved on. We came to a particular location. فَنَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam slept. I was standing, I was guarding Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There were some trees nearby. فَأَقْبَلَتْ تَخِدُّ الْأَرْضُ خَدَّى. This tree came splitting through the earth, came right to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, غَشِيَتْهُ, and then covered Nabi alayhi salam, gave shelter over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, stood by the side of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then retreated back to its location. Ya'la radiallahu anhu says, I just looked at this, I marveled, and I said, Subhanallah, what a Nabi Allah has given us. You know, I met a revert one day, a white boy. And alhamdulillah, he changed his life. And I met him. He was dressed in full sunnah. I embraced him. I said, Subhanallah, so nice to see you. He just cried and he said, Maulana, what a Nabi Allah has given us. What a Nabi Allah has given us. He said it to me with such passion, I burst into tears. I said, Allah, I'm a born Muslim and I cannot appreciate what this revert is telling me. He said, that's the only thing, what a human. Allah's qasam, it is an insult upon us. It is a disgrace upon us. We should die with shame if we revere the personality of anyone other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a perfect human Allah has given us. Yet we want to find guidance in the life of others. When Nabi alayhi salam completed, when he awoken from his sleep, I said, O Nabi of Allah, very strange thing happened. That tree came here, stood by you, and then went back. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ista'adhanat rabbaha fi an tusallima ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The trees in the neighborhood got excited that the Nabi of Allah was close to them. That tree asked Allah permission, Allah, your Nabi is so close, can I come close to him and read durood upon him? Let us all recite durood. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Authentic hadith. The tree asked Allah permission, oh Allah, I want to send durood on your Nabi. Allah gave permission to the tree. The tree came close, performed durood on me and went back. We continued. We passed by one woman sitting with her child. Imra'atun ma'aha sabiyun. As we passed by, she said, Ya Rasulallah, asabahu bala'un. Wa asabana minhu bala'un. This child has been affected by a jinn. The child is suffering. And because of the child suffering, we are suffering. Nabi alayhi salam said, put the child here. The child was put there. Nabi alayhi salam lifted the child. He said, Bismillah, ana abdullah, ikhsa aduwallah. Bismillah, ana abdullah, ikhsa aduwallah. Three times Nabi alayhi salam said, in the name of Allah, I am the servant of Allah. Perish, O the enemy of Allah. And then Nabi alayhi salam blew on that child. Nabi alayhi salam told this woman, this child will never cry again. Ya'la ibn Murrah says, these three incidents will live with me for the rest of my life. I vividly seen these miracles happening as we were traveling. This woman came running to Nabi alayhi salam. She said, O Nabi of Allah, can I present two sheep to you? Nabi alayhi salam told the sahaba, make her happy, take one and return the other one. In this way we continued. Another riwayat. One villager, actually he was a Yahudi. He was taking his sheep for some grazing in one of the valleys of Medina. And a wolf came and took one sheep. The riwayat comes in many, many kitabs. And when the wolf devoured one sheep, so he ran behind the wolf. And he pulled his sheep out, he snatched it. So the wolf told him, أَخَذْتَ مِنِّي رِزْقًا رَزَقَنِي اللَّهِ. You have snatched a muscle which Allah has given me. He left that sheep and he said, Subhanallah. This wolf is talking. This wolf, you know, it comes, reminds me, when the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salatu was salam, dropped Yusuf in the well. Then they slaughtered a wolf. And they took the false blood of that wolf and they stained the shirt of Yusuf. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And they brought the shirt of Yusuf stained with false blood. And they came and they told their father that, listen, O my father, alas, the fear has become a reality. Your son Yusuf has been devoured by the wolf. Here is the shirt stained with blood. Yaqub alayhi salam looked at that shirt. He said, what an intelligent wolf this was. What an intelligent. It didn't even tear his buttons. Didn't even tear the shirt in any way. Only messed the shirt up. Without tearing the shirt in any way, I'm convinced this is but your ploy. I'm convinced this is but your ploy. So anyway, this man said, Subhanallah, ذِئْبٌ يَتَكَلَّمْ. A wolf talking. So the wolf said, you astonish, I am talking. Let me tell you something more astounding and more perplexing. مُحَمَّدٌ بِيَثْرِبْ يَخْبِرُ بِأَنْبَاءِ مَا قَدْ سَبَقْ. You take in your animals for grazing, the final prophet has made his appearance. The final prophet has made his appearance. And he is guiding people towards Allah. He says, I tied my camels and my sheep. Once I said, let me find this man. The wolf is telling me. Allah speaks about it in the Quran. We are running in a time where everything is based on logic. The inquisitorial nature, as they say. Everything must be analyzed through the mind of understanding. Through logic. So what happens? Allah speaks about the signs of Qiyamah.
وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ.
Prior to Qiyamah, amongst the final signs of Qiyamah, this is the verse of the Quran. Those who want to refute on what grounds this is Quran. The 20th Juz on the third page. Allah says, prior to Qiyamah, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ, when the matter will be final. أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّ. Mount Safa will split. An animal will make its appearance. People will be in tawaf and suddenly they will see Dabbatul Ard, this huge looking creature that will come out in front, come to the Kaaba, make tawaf, and then speak to people. What will this animal say? أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. What is wrong with you that you did not listen to the message of the prophets? Today you will have to listen to it on the tongue of an animal, but it will be too late. Allah will make that animal speak. Dabbatul Ard. Every hadith that speaks of the signs of Qiyamah speaks about this year. The very final sign, Dabbatul Ard. This man tied his camel and his sheep and he came into Masjid al-Nabawi. He said, O Muhammad, he was a Yahudi. I was taking my sheep for grazing and a wolf came and devoured it. And then I went behind that wolf and that wolf spoke to me. Nabi alayhi salam said, Sadaqah, Sadaqah, he has spoken the truth. Announce as salatu jami'ah. Announce that is the time of salah. Gather the people. Everybody got close. Nabi alayhi salam called that man. He said, now come forward and tell them what has happened. He said, listen, O people, I took my sheep for grazing. And this is what has transpired. I make Allah the witness. This is the true prophet of Allah. I accept iman in front of all of you. Nabi alayhi salam, these are the animal kingdom. Nabi alayhi salam says, I still can recall the trees that greeted me before I became a prophet. I still know the trees. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ شَجَرٌ وَلَا حَجَرٌ وَلَا مَدَرٌ إِلَّا قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We walk in, we'll hear suddenly, Salamu alaykum ya Rasulallah. We look behind, we see nothing. We walk in step, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Sometimes it's a stone, sometimes it's a tree. One day Nabi alayhi salam was walking with his sahaba. One villager was walking. Nabi alayhi salam said, come here. He came close. Nabi alayhi salam said, Hallaka min khair. How about some guidance for you? He said, what is it? Nabi alayhi salam said, accept me as the prophet. He said, I don't have a problem if you can give me proof. Nabi alayhi salam said, how about a proof that this tree will speak that I'm the prophet? He said, go for it. Nabi alayhi salam said, go to the tree and tell him the prophet of Allah is calling you. He goes to the tree comes close. Nabi alayhi salam says, who am I? The tree says, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. Ashhad. My brothers, today Allah, today it is so easy to understand. We bring iman. We bring iman because Nabi alayhi salam said it. And it is in the hadith. Nabi alayhi salam said, one person got onto his cow in the previous nations. So he started riding his cow. The riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif. So the cow said, I haven't been created as a means of transport. So the sahaba that were sitting around Nabi alayhi salam said, Subhanallah, Baqaratun tatakallam. O Nabi of Allah, let us understand, you mean the cow spoke. Nabi alayhi salam said, if you have reservation, so be it. I know my Abu Bakr and Umar believe it without reservation. If you have reservation, so be it. I know my Abu Bakr and Umar, they have no reservation. And they weren't present. They were not even there. Nabi alayhi salam said, I know. When my Abu Bakr must know, I said it is done. Wallah, we will not use the miswak the day scientists and dentists tell us it's healthy for our gums. The day they tell us it's harmful, that is the day we'll use it the most. Not the day the science coincides with our Nabi. The day it opposes our Nabi, that is the day we'll use the miswak the most. We will never take on a sunnah because of medical reasons. We will take it on because it's the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not because of research. Nabi alayhi salam said, my Abu Bakr and Umar have no reservation. Today we have phones that are talking. We got these cars, you are too close to me, you are too close to me. We got cars talking. We've got what and what talking. Here the Nabi of Allah. For what won't Allah do for his Nabi? What won't Allah do for his Nabi? Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was walking with his sahaba in the jungle. There was a deer tied up to a tent. That deer said, O Nabi of Allah, wali khashfani fil jabal. This villager has tied me up and he's gone to sleep. He's not slaughtering me that I can forget thinking of my little ones. Nor is he releasing me that I can give them milk. You don't want to release me and then I can go and give them milk and come back. Nabi alayhi salam said, Taf'aleen, taf'aleen, you promise you'll do that? O Nabi of Allah, illam af'al, azzabani Allahu azab al-ashshar. If I don't do it, I promise Allah can punish me the worst of punishments. Nabi alayhi salam unleashed it, released it. Fadahabat, wa arda'at, wa ja'at. That animal ran, gave milk to its little ones, came back. Nabi alayhi salam was about to tie it up, the villager got up. O Nabi of Allah, you want it? Have it. You want it? Have it. Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, I want it. I want it. He said, take it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam released her and said, now you can go. It comes in that riwayat, the deer started running and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. I think Zayd radiallahu anhu said, I was what? It started flapping and hitting its leg. Allah, I bear witness, Allah is one and Muhammad is his prophet. I bear witness, Allah is one and Muhammad. I seen this animal running and shouting and chanting. I bear witness, Allah is one and Muhammad is his prophet. So many times Nabi alayhi salam, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, we were in the jungle. Nabi alayhi salam needed to relieve himself. There were no trees. Nabi alayhi salam told Jabir, go to those trees and say, Iltaima ilayya. Tell them to gather, the Nabi of Allah wants to relieve himself. Jabir went and he said, Iltaima ilayya. Nabi alayhi salam said, get together, he wants to relieve. The trees came together. Nabi alayhi salam relieved himself. He said, now you can go back to your locations. Brothers, Allah had made the Nabi of Allah, Rabbul Ad, a Nabi unto humanity. His prophethood extended. You look as far as miracles that he performed with Sahaba. With regards to water coming from his blessed hands. Sahaba say, Kunna nasma'u tasbihat ta'am wa huwa yukal. When we were sitting with him. Now this is something very beautiful which Jalaluddin Suyuti has written. I read this in his and subhanallah, it left me, you know, I just marveled at this research of his. It comes in many riwayat that Sahaba say, when we were sitting with Nabi alayhi salam, we used to hear the food praising Allah. We actually could hear the food praising Allah. We heard the pebbles in his hand saying subhanallah, audible subhanallah. So Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi says, it was not the miracle of Nabi alayhi salam that the food praised Allah. Nor was it his miracle that the pebbles uttered the greatness of Allah. But rather his miracle was that when the food came in his hands, the praises of Allah became audible. Otherwise, the Quran says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. There's nothing, but that it praises Allah. However, man, you cannot comprehend their praises. So that food is praising Allah now also. Yes, when it came in the hand of Nabi alayhi salam, it became audible. Sahaba says, so many times we complained there was no water. Nabi alayhi salam would come, he would put his blessed hands, and then water would gush out. And thousands of people would come and drink that water, and there was no sign of that water being, exhausted. The provision was ample. When that Yahudi woman came and poisoned the food of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sahaba Hazrat Bishr radiallahu anhu passed away, she invited Nabi Sassan for a meal and she poisoned it. After all, who was it? It was the Yahud. When it came to these cunning ploys and subtle, you will study. It was them. So she poisoned the food. One Sahabi ate and he passed away. Nabi alayhi salam said, stop, O my Sahaba. Innaha masmuma. This food has been poisoned. Sahaba said, who told you, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Sassan said, this piece of meat told me I am poisoned. Akhbarani. This piece of meat told me, O Muhammad, don't eat me, I am poisoned. This comes in authentic ahadith. Nabi Sassam ate little, and then he felt the pain. And in the throes of death, he says, I still once again get the feelings of that food that was given to me, that poisonous food, once again I can feel that pain, and the restlessness as a result of that food that I had consumed. Nabi Sassam said, this food had informed me. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, on the occasion of Khandaq, Khandaq, Sahaba dug trenches around them. We know how, what a task it was. Literally, physically. And the thing that really touched them the most, the Nabi of Allah physically labored himself. He himself physically labored. He dug himself. They came to a particular rock, they just couldn't penetrate. So they came to call Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, I cried when I was reading this year. So they came to call Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. And he took the axe, and he took Allah's name, and he said, Bismillah. And he struck the axe. And when he struck, it fragmented into bits and pieces. And every time it fragmented, there were sparks. And on every spark, he said, I can see Iraq conquered. I can see Syria conquered. I can see Africa under the rule of the Muslims. Again he struck, again it fragmented. Look at the level of submission and compliance and diligence in the life of Sahaba, that year they did not have food, and the Nabi of Allah is prophesying an era where countries will come at their lot, where the treasures of that countries will come to the disposal of the Muslims. Sahaba are silent. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, وَبَطْنُهُ مَعْصُوبٌ بِحَجَرٍ. And I found while he was striking that axe, on his blessed stomach, there was two rocks that he had tied out of severe hunger. I looked at this, I couldn't hold myself. I excused myself. I ran home. I got hold of my wife. I said, whatever you have, prepare it. My Nabi is dead hungry. I said, whatever you have, my Nabi is hungry. Slaughter whatever you have. I don't want to hear anything. We had a little sheep. She slaughtered it quickly. I said, how many people can I call? But my Nabi is very hungry. I just looked at that stone and it was enough to reduce me to tears. So I came back. She prepared it. I came quietly to Nabi alayhi salam. I said, O Nabi of Allah, forgive me. I'm not a wealthy man. I don't have much. I looked at hunger on your face. I was captured by emotions. How about yourself and some senior other sahaba? I give you the choice of 10. Choose whoever you want. There's some meals at home. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya ahl al khandak, halummu ila ghada ijabir. Oh, the people of Khandak, leave everything. Come, Jabir prepared food for all of us. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, brothers, my wife is listening here. Maybe yours is listening at home. You know how it is. I don't need to tell you. My wife knows and your wife will tell you. If you come home and you didn't tell them, and suddenly you pitched up and you made a presence with your friends, and uncalled, unprepared, I will just pause there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jabir, come here, Jabir. I know why you're running. Don't panic. Listen, come here. Tell them not to lift the lid of the pot till I don't come. Tell them not to lift the lid of the pot, Burma. Burma means the pot. Till I come, tell them not to do nothing. And in the interim, go tell the woman of the neighborhood to all come away. Nabi alayhi salam came there. He stood there, he said, bring the pot to me. Fabasata. He put his blessed saliva in that pot. He put his blessed saliva in that pot. Subhanallah. How lucky are sahaba. How lucky are sahaba. That the saliva of Nabi alayhi salam went in their body. You know when Nabi alayhi salam got hurt in the battle and that blood started coming out? So Nabi alayhi salam, once Abi Malik ibn Sinan came and he grabbed that blood. Nabi alayhi salam said, do me a favor, put it in a place where nobody gets hold of it. He said, O Nabi of Allah, take it, it's done. He went one side, he consumed and he swallowed that blood. After a little while, Nabi alayhi salam asked him, what you did with that blood? He said, O Nabi of Allah, don't worry, I've concealed it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but tell me what you did. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I've put it down and I've taken it. Nabi alayhi salam says, rest assured, Jahannam is haram for you. You got my blood in your body, Jahannam will never burn you. You got my blood in your body. Today this ummah is throwing this Nabi. Today this ummah finds it a burden to revive the sunnah of this Nabi. Today this ummah finds it below their dignity to keep the name of this Nabi. How much can I talk? What can I tell you? Wallah, if I put my heart out and cry, Allah knows what is in my heart. Don't ask me if it's a sunnah or it's wajib. If your Nabi did it, is it not enough for you to do? Does not love warrant that you comply? Are you still going to ask me the gradings? Is it wajib or farz, sunnah or nafil, compulsory or mandatory, obligatory or optional? It's high time you shift focus from this for Allah's sake. Malik ibn Sinan drank the blood of my Nabi. My Nabi said, Jannat is haram for you. My Nabi spat in that pot. My Nabi then put his blessed saliva in that dough. And he told the woman, you keep on making the roti and you keep on dishing out. More than 1,000 people ate and went. Jabir radiallahu anhu says the food was as it was. Then he said, listen, bring the bones. Bring the bones. In one riwayat, I was just reading now in Bidayah wa Nihaya. Bring the bones together. Da'a bil barakah. Then he made dua on those bones. Allah gave it life and that sheep was revived again. Jabir Nabi alayhi salam said, Jabir tu apni bakri bhi sambal, apni roti bhi sambal. Hamare Allah ne hame khila diya. Take your roti, take your sheep, my Allah fed us and the whole people of Khandak. He took that sheep and he's going. His wife asked him, what is this? He said, Hadihi shatun dhabahnaha li Rasulillah. You know the sheep we slaughtered for Nabi alayhi salam. Allah gave it to us here also and Allah alone knows how much He'll give us in Jannat. What barakat Allah gave, what blessings. Do we know who this Nabi was? You look at the miracles performed at the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. It was in the hundreds. It was in... The kuffar came to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam and they asked for a miracle. Nabi alayhi salam said, if I make this moon split, will you be happy? They said, yes. It was a 14 full moon. Nabi alayhi salam said, call all of them. Call all of them. Call Abu Jahl. Call all of them that want to see. Tell everyone to come. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam then made dua to Allah. اقتربتِ الساعة وانشق القمر اقتربتِ الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر. Qiyamah has come close. The moon split literally, physically, vividly. It was open that it split. Nabi alayhi salam said, now tell them to look. Tell them to look and see that I am the Nabi of Allah. Those that accepted, they believe. Others said that this is open magic. This is open magic. Once again, he is performing magic. Whenever they did not want to believe, they attributed the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They said it was magic. In this way, my respected brothers and elders, you will find such a closeness, such a bond Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had with Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says, I was performing salah. I was performing salah. And in salah, I went into one of the gardens of Jannat. And I was about to pluck a branch from Jannat of grapes. And if I had to do that, لَأَكَلْتُم مِّنْهُمَا بَقِيَةِ الدُّنْيَا, you would have eaten from that grapes till the day of Qiyamah. I was that close. Nabi alayhi salam one day came late for Fajr Salah. The riwayat comes in Tirmizi. Mu'adh ibn Jabal is the narrator of the hadith. Suddenly he came, it was just before sunrise, the azan was given, iqamat was performed, namaz was completed. After Salah, he said, Ala masaffikum hadha. Listen, O my Sahaba, stay where you are. Don't move. Let me tell you what happened. Ama sa'uhaddithukum ma habasani ankum al-ghadat. Let me tell you the cause of my delay last night. Why I got delayed, why I came late for Fajr, unlike myself or the Imams of today, Allah give hidayat to us all. If we delayed, Allah forgive we oversleeping. What was the explanation of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam? He said, Inni qumtu min al-layl. I stood up in the night. Fatawadza'tu. I performed my wudu. Fasallaytu. I performed salah. Fana'ashtu fi salati. And in my salah, I went into a sleep. Fa'idha ana bi rabbi tabaraka wa ta'ala fi ahsani surah. And in this namaz, in this trance, I seen my Allah in the most beautiful appearance. This riwayat comes in Tirmidhi, and let me tell you again, Imam Tirmidhi says, you know, for many people you will understand this is terminology, but for many people who want to debate authenticity, just to suit them, let me tell you, Imam Tirmidhi says, Sa'altu Muhammad ibn Ismail. I took this hadith and I asked Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Imam Bukhari says, I sanction its authenticity. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِرَبِّي تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. In my salah I seen my Allah. Fi ahsani surah, in the most beautiful appearance. Subhanallah. Allah said, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, I said, Labbaik. I'm ready, O Allah. Fima yakhtasimu al-a'la, mala'u al-a'la. What are the angels above you discussing? I said, Allah, I don't have the slightest idea. Allah posed the question second time. I answered the same way. Three times I politely said, Allah, I don't know the answer. فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ فَوَضَعَ كَفَّهُ بَيْنَ ثَدِيَيَّ حَتَّى وَجَدْتُ بَرْدَ أَنَامِلِهِ. This is amongst the mutashabihat. Mutashabihat are those things that we fully cannot comprehend and understand and encompass. It's in a depth, we accept it as narrated. Allah placed His hand as befits His Majesty. As befits His Majesty. We do not imagine. وَلَهُ يَدَانِ كَمَا يَقُولُ إِلَاهُنَا وَيَمِينُهُ جَلَّتْ عَنِ الْأَيْمَانِ كِلْتَا يَدَيْ رَبِّي يَمِينٌ وَصْفُهُ. Allah put His hand, Allah knows best, as befits His Majesty on my chest, and I felt the coolness in my entire body. فَتَجَلَّ لِي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. As a result of that, whatever was happening in the heavens now became clear and vivid to me. And now I could see. Allah said, now tell me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the angels above you discussing? I said, O Allah, they are discussing fil kaffarat. They are speaking about those actions which will serve as an atonement for wrong deeds, for wrong, for sins, for vices. Allah then asked me, وَمَا هُنَّ, what are they? I said, O Allah, مَشْيُ الْأَقْدَامِ إِلَى الْجَمَاعَاتِ, walk into the masjid. Where are these beautiful faces for the rest of the year? Brothers, I can cry. Ask those that are here, we can only cry. Wallah, if this masjid could talk, Allah's qasam, every place where you sit in, it would cry. It would literally cry. It would literally cry, where are these people? Where are these people? And wallah for Nabi alayhi salam, when we are talking of his miracles, let me tell you, before the minbar was built, he used to rest on a branch of a tree. He used to rest. And then the crowd became very big, so a pulpit was built for him. When he ascended the pulpit, then obviously he was no more resting on the branch of that tree. As soon as he ascended the pulpit, the riwayat comes in all authentic kitabs, that branch started crying like a baby till the last person in Masjid al-Nabawi could hear it crying. Nabi alayhi salam descended from his pulpit. فَالْتَزَمَهُ And then he pet this branch of the tree. And then he said, are you not happy? In one riwayat comes, he said, if you want, I will have you planted outside. Fruit will grow on you. The people of Medina will eat from your fruit. And if you are so happy, the earth will split. You will be swallowed. And Allah will make you a branch of the trees of Jannat. And the dwellers of Jannat will eat your fruits. Said, O Nabi of Allah, I will prefer that. The earth split. The branch disappeared. Nabi alayhi salam then said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ لَمْ أَلْتَزِمْهُ لَوْ لَمْ أَلْتَزِمْهُ I swear by Allah in whose control is my life, if I had not to satisfy and soothe and pacify this branch, it would have cried in my separation till the day of Qiyamah. It would have cried in my separation till the day of Qiyamah. Brothers, sometimes when you read the Quran, you think Allah is only talking to Nabi alayhi salam. You know, you have to read the tone, how Allah talks to His Nabi. What love, what respect, what passion. Allah has addressed Nabi alayhi salam many places in the Quran. Every other prophet has been referred to by his name. Allah has not referred to Nabi alayhi salam by his name once in the Quran. Every man agrees to call a person by his profession is somehow respecting him more in relation to calling him by his name. Hence you would say Dr. Saab, and you won't call him Muhammad or Yusuf or Ibrahim. You'll call him doctor, professional, whatever it is. It's a sense of honor to him and to whoever. Allah told Musa, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى With utmost respect to the galaxy of prophets, without the slightest form of disrespect, don't misunderstand me. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى What is in your hand, O Musa? Allah told Nuh, قِيلَ يَا نُوحُ اهْبِطْ بِسَلَامٍ مِّنَّا Descend, O Nuh. Allah told Isa, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمٍ O Isa ibn Maryam. Allah told Ibrahim, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا Allah told Yahya, يَا يَحْيَى خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ You study the Quran, you won't find once where Allah said, يَا مُحَمَّدْ Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ Not once did Allah call Nabi alayhi salam by his name, just out of the sheer respect for Nabi alayhi salam and the love that he had for this person. And those that came, the villagers, they were not familiar with the etiquette. So Nabi alayhi salam was sleeping and there were a few apartments. They didn't know which was the apartment of Nabi alayhi salam. So they came and they said, Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. Allah revealed the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ Tell them they must stop saying, Ya Muhammad, I don't say it. How can they say it? Tell them they must never call my Nabi by saying, they must say, Oh Nabi. And tell them in future they wait outside his door. They don't call him, that's disrespect. What did the Quran say? If you raise your voice before Nabi alayhi salam, Allah didn't say, I'll punish you. Allah didn't say, I'll deprive you. Allah said, I'll destroy every act of piety you did till that day. And تَحْبَتَ عَمَالُكُمْ You know, if I speak of حَبْتِ عَمَالُ, you give me another 2 hours. حَبْتِ عَمَالُ is those sins which destroys all your good. Allah says, you raise your voice before my Nabi. How many people sit outside Masjid al-Nabawi and have no respect? How many people walk outside Masjid al-Nabawi and they will light a cigarette in the surroundings of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, Allahu Akbar, Marana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahumullah was sitting outside Masjid al-Nabawi. There was a young boy there, poor boy from a poor background. He said, come little boy, eat with me. Called him, gave him some food. The next day he seen the young boy, said, come eat with me. Fed him, developed a relation. When it was time for him to go back home to India, he said, listen little boy, come with me. I'll take you back to India. We will maybe set you up, establish you there. So the little boy got happy. This uncle has been so kind to me, let me go. So he takes few steps. Then he pauses for a moment. He looks at the green dome. He said, will you give me this dome also? Will you give me the man resting in this masjid also? You'll give me the world, will you give me this green dome? Maulana said, I was left to tears. I said, I can offer you everything. I won't able to offer you the neighborhood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, well then I'm better off in my poverty sitting next to this green dome. Wallah, I'm better off here hungry, without a roof above me, without food before me, without a shelter over me. But I look at the green dome and I start my day. I look at the green dome and I end my day. That is respect for Nabi alayhi salam. What respect have we shown? People are tired of keeping the name of Muhammad. It's a very common name. We kept enough. There's so many Muhammads in the family. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Is that the respect? Wallahi, as Muslims, you should keep every name of every child of yours named Muhammad. What is that we are moving away from the... If we don't even keep those names, then what more resemblance do we have? Nabi alayhi salam said, then Allah asked me, what can you see in the heavens? I said, oh Allah, I can see the angels. They're talking about this year. They are speaking about the actions that will elevate a person's stages. Allah asked me, what are they? I said, إِطَعَمُ التَّعَامُ feeding the creation, لِينُ الْكَلَامُ politeness in speech. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah told me, ask what you want, O Muhammad, and it will be granted. I said, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'al al-khayrat. And let us end with this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'al al-khayrat, wa tark al-munkarat, wa hubb al-masakin, wa an taghfir li wa tarhamani. Allah, I ask from you the ability to do goods. What did Nabi alayhi salam? At that moment, so close to Allah, he didn't complain of the hunger of his Fatima, the desperation of his grandchildren, the poverty of his family. He didn't put his personal needs. Allah, I ask you the ability to perpetually obey you. Allah, I ask you the ability that I dislike and shun sin, and that I love the poor, live with the poor, and die with them. That is the dua, Nabi alayhi salam says, and then I got up and I have come here. Brothers, I could say much more. I don't want to elaborate anymore. May Allah Ta'ala grant me and you the true love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we become true ambassadors of this faith, that people see us as true reflection and manifestation of this beautiful deen. Let us take this deen. I have said it many a times. It is a time we do not resist criticism, but we embrace criticism. We embrace it for the deen of Allah. It's time we move out of this phobia. We move out of the shyness. We move out of the stigma. We embrace the truth. We live with the truth. We travel with the truth. People doing wrong are not shy. How can we feel shy doing the right thing? Allah grant us all the reality.